Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Kristen Renee Barner, class of 1997. I have always read this story as Jesus proving he has the same authority as God has, specifically to forgive sins. Today, for me, this reads differently. In 2017, I had a spinal stroke which left me partially paralyzed. I have become increasingly and acutely aware of places and locations that comply with ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, laws, and those who do not. I have discovered what it is to be marginalized and disqualified simply for my inability to traverse this land as normal people do. Suddenly, in this passage from Mark, I'm the one on the stretcher. And I'm lucky because, like this man in the stretcher, I have proactive and loving people surrounding me. I have no doubt they'd remove a patch of roof and haul me where I need to be. How come we never talk about those people in this story? The first thing Jesus does is tell the man, "Your sins are forgiven." The religious leaders lose their minds, and Jesus says, "Fine, fine, and stand up, take your mat, and go home." Jesus asks the religious folks which might be easier to say, and therefore accomplish, forgiveness or physical healing. Jesus offers forgiveness first. What I see is that Jesus' first interaction with the paralyzed man is to recognize him not for his disabilities, but for his worth and value as a human being. Beyond his paralysis, the man is recognized as a human being worthy of forgiveness. Oh, yeah, and stand up and walk, almost as an afterthought to further prove his power. When we meet one another, let's start with the place of recognizing the humanity of each other. Please, unless you have a handicap placard, leave those blue parking spaces for people who need it. Also, find people who will remove a patch of roof for you so you can go where you need to go. We really need those people in our lives. Let us pray. Oh God, teach us to begin with humanity. Teach us to live in the spirit of saying to one another, "The divine in me sees the divine in you." Encourage us to proactively care for one another, to cut away the patch of roof, and to offer praise and thanks when we recognize that we live in a place of forgiveness. Amen.